Chapter 2, if you got a Bible and look with me there, Hebrews chapter 2 in the scripture. One preacher said Hebrews was a hard book, amen. He said Revelation, of course, is some things in that. Hebrews are some things said in the book of Hebrews and how it's worded. It causes us to look at it a little harder and more in-depth study on. You got to realize this is to the Hebrews, and the author's not said in particular opinion. My opinion is Paul wrote the book under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Really, I'll say this. What matters is what God said. And whoever uses, amen, that's right. Praise God. He's God, and he does what he wants to. Amen. Look in Hebrews chapter 2. We'll read first four verses. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. Now, you look at the therefore is because of what he prior said. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. That's at any time we should let them slip. I'm not adding to the Bible. What he's saying here is we should give the heed to the word we hear, lest they slip by us. It's like a boat missing the dock. This goes by the dock. That's what that means there. Verse 2, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. And what he's saying here is that if the Old Testament was confirmed, then God did judge because of the open disobedience of the Old Testament. He's saying, how much more shall we use the word we here? I basically believe that he used the word we right here because of his audience he was speaking with. He was a Jew too, and he said we, because a lot of these Jews was trying to go back. That's what we talk about the book of Hebrews, is to go forward, is to go on to perfection, is to go ahead. Thank God he said he don't have no pleasure in the soul that draws back. And so he's saying here in chapter 2, we got to give the heed to the word. But chapter 2, verse 3, he's saying that God judged them in the Old Testament. Thank God, and the word was spoken by angels, or was God used them, thank God, in the Old Testament writings. But he's saying here how much more, thank God, of Jesus. Jesus' words. In chapter 1, it deals with how much Christ is greater than all the others. He's greater than the angels. He's greater, thank God, than any prophet. He's greater than anybody. And he speaks to us by his word in these last days. And that's what he's saying here. And I want to preach this morning, if God will help me a little while. Verse 3, and he said in that verse, how shall we escape or get away from this if we neglect so great of salvation, or so great salvation? He didn't just say it's a great salvation. He said it's so great. For in the Old Testament, men looked, thank God, they was looking ahead, but now we look back at what Christ did. And it's so much greater to live in a grace dispensation than under the law that Moses gave. Amen. The law wasn't completely done away with. It's the law of Christ now. And he repeated the law, the moral law of God, thank God. But the ceremonies and all the things that the Jews did, amen, has been done away with at the cross. Christ finished the work. Everything Jesus done, thank God, was pleasing to the Father. And praise God, we live in a day now we only have to trust him. He's the only way, the truth, and the life. We don't have to do nothing in our own works. You can't do enough works to be saved. There's no works that save you, and there's no works that keep you into the hand of God. I said this, the safest place a man can be is in the hand of God, no matter where he's at. And brother, this morning it is good to know that. In fact, John 10 said, he said, thank God, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one, so we're one in God, because Christ and the Father's one, and in Christ we're one. Amen. He prayed that prayer in John 17, that they may be one as we are one. Amen. The body. Amen. The body he's talking about there. And we find here this morning that you don't go back back to the old traditions. You don't go back to the old sacrificial system where you go back and sacrifice animals in a temple. But you are, praise God, saved now because of the sacrifice of Christ and what He did on the cross. Amen. That's a blessing, thank God, to know that it wasn't what I had to do. I don't have to take an animal into, thank God, the temple and offer it up. He's been offered once and for all for our sins. And God received what He did, thank God. And when we come to Him under the humbleness of our heart to repent toward Him and believe in Christ, thank God, our sins are forgiven and God don't remember them no more. And brother, thank God for that. He don't hold nothing against me this morning. I'm not guilty. Amen. That's right. I was guilty, but now I'm not guilty. And God don't hold guilt. I'm not guilty this morning because of the blood. Thank God, the Bible said, therefore being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. And so we have no awaiting appointment of the wrath of God because we've been delivered from it. And therefore we have faith in Christ, knowing, thank God, as many as He called, He did justify. Whom He justified, He what? Glorified. And we're glorified in the eyes of God. The complete work in the eyes of God's done. But in time it has not been done. And so we praise God for that. But how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? The word neglect means to be careless of. I really don't believe He's talking here, thank God, about being careless of a salvation that we possess. But He's talking here that you won't escape the judgment of God and the punishment of God if you neglect, thank God, this so great salvation that's been provided by the cross. Amen. The providing of the salvation comes through a person named Jesus Christ, who came into this world, lived 33 years, gave Himself on a cross, and died for sin once and for all. And therefore, if a man neglects that, then the sore punishment of God be upon him, because they punished men in the Old Testament under two or three witnesses. And this day, thank God, there's a witness against you. If you never have been saved, there's a witness of God against you. And the punishment of God will be upon a sinner that neglects the ways of God or the way of God. And I say this morning, there's only salvation, so great a salvation, that there's a doctrine of God, the doctrine of salvation. When a man neglects the doctrine of salvation, which is in his Son, then he's neglecting the very way to the Father. Because the Bible said, if any man abide not in this doctrine, what the doctrine of Christ, he hath not God. And that brother, this morning, a man that denies who he is, that he is deity, thank God, he came into the world. It's God in the flesh. He was God before he was man, but he came the God-man. We don't say the man God, we say the God-man, because he is God before he was man. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And thank God, he said God was manifested in the flesh. And we know this morning that when Christ come, he came through a virgin's womb. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost. And through and by him we have life everlasting. And so a man neglects that, then he'll die and go to hell. Amen. I don't say that joyfully. I say that sad, that anybody would reject or neglect the ways of God through the gospel this morning and end up in hell. But sore punishment will be on that man. Amen. That hadn't heard the gospel and rejected or neglected the gospel of Christ. Amen, brethren. And so the word neglect is in the Bible. And we think about, he said, neglect not the gift that's within you by laying on the hands of the presbytery or them elders in a church. Amen, brethren. We forsake the Bible. We need to reread the Bible. Amen. To see that it is a Bible doctrine. Thank God for the laying on of hands. Amen. Not to be saved. Amen. But brother, for healing, thank God, we ought not neglect laying hands on people and praying over them. It blessed my heart to hear you pray with that people yesterday. Amen. We're not just prayers here. Thank God, we're prayers everywhere. He said, men should pray everywhere. everywhere. Lifting up holy hands without wrath or without doubting. Hey, God, we ought to be a praying people. Well, neglect the prayer closet. Amen. We neglect the prayer closet. I'm not talking about a literal closet that you hang your clothes in. But he did say, enter in and shut the door behind you. Thank God you shut the world out and shut God in with you. Or shut yourself in with him. And he said the prayers that are prayed in secret, hey, God will be rewarded openly. Amen. You know why we don't see a lot of open results? There's not a lot of secret prayer in these days. Amen. Our prayers are short. Amen. More general than they are specific. But brother, thank God for what Sister said this morning. Hey, God heard her. Amen. That means because he heard her, she said something to him. She made a request before him. Oh, you got things at the end of your fingers this morning. Thank God that God's got a whole big bunch of stuff for you. But you refuse to ask him for it. Amen. Pride crept in your life. And you want to do it yourself. There is some things you need to do. But brother, thank God we can ask and receive. Amen. The Bible said, amen, ask and it shall be given you. Thank God we have an access this morning. But brother, we're not praying. And when we neglect prayer, we're neglecting the blessing of God. Amen. Brother, we got the access into the very throne where my Father is. Through his Son, thank God, ever living. How to make intercession on my behalf. There's nobody like him. Amen. A man can pray through and get a hold of God this morning. We ought not neglect him. We ought not neglect the prayer room. Amen. Amen. I'll not neglect that. Are you neglecting the prayer room?
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you prayed? I mean really prayed. I'm not talking about Lord bless me today. That's nothing wrong with that. Can I tell you this? God's already blessed you. He's already blessed you. Amen. He's already blessed you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That ain't talking about an earthly position. That's talking about a heavenly position. Thank God. Notice what he said here. Thank God. The Bible said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen, brother. Praise God. We've been blessed. We in a high position. Brother, it wouldn't do me no good to be the President of the United States. I got a better position than that. I'm a called preacher. I'm a called child of God. Why would I want to be where the President is? I've got something more higher than that. Amen. He can't get a hold of the Father unless he knows him. Amen, brother. I might not get a hold of the President, but thank God I can go farther than that. I can get a hold of heaven. Thank God it's already been opened to me. Thank God this morning, brethren, has a heaven open. Why not pray to him? Amen.
Yeah.
Right, ain't it? Thank God, brother. It wouldn't do me no good to be in the hot house. I'd rather be in the church house. Amen. We need some man in the White House. Thank God, I'm glad who we got in there is better than the other option. Amen. I like him kindly. I'm not saying he's a same man, but I like a man that ain't afraid of anybody. Amen. Thank God for that. I'm glad I got a man running the country. If they want to put a gun on me, he'll put a gun on them. Amen. Praise God. He's got election. It don't matter. I do. Amen. And I'm telling you this morning, thank God, friend, I'm glad that I can go further than anything on the earth. I can get to heaven this morning. Thank God by calling upon my Father. Amen. A lot of neglect in that. Amen. Now, the only part we believe in here is what we do. That's why we always read the instructions last. We look at the pictures. Listen, is that Bible got pictures in it? No, he has got one, but it's not what you think it. Amen. It's a mirror. It's a mirror. The Bible's a mirror. It shows you what you are. That's what James said, behold a man in the picture in the glass. And he walked away forgetting who he was. He said he's a forgetful hearer. He said, but be a doer of the word, not hearer only. Receiving yourselves. Have you neglected the word? Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, it's good. Amen. I mean, have you neglected it? You know what? I love the Bible. I just love holding it.
Yeah.
I know holding it ain't spiritual, but it sure is a blessing to me that I can hold the Scripture. I'm glad I can read it, aren't you? Thank God. I'm glad God allowed me to hear it. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. How shall they hear that a preacher? How shall that preacher say, let me see it? A man can't preach unless God calls him. Amen. He might get up and talk a little, but he can't preach. There's no anointing on him, no God in him. Amen. Preaching's a calling as much as salvation is. And brother, this morning, hey God, there's a word here. Hey, that's Jeremiah's a word from the Lord.
Amen.
He said there is.
Yes.
Not what you want to hear, though.
Right.
He said Micaiah. He said that. Jehoshaphat. And Ahab was a devil friend.
Yeah.
Amen. They said, is there not a prophet of the Lord here? He said, there's one, but I hate him.
Yeah.
He said, what's his name? He said, Micaiah.
Yeah.
He got dinner, praise God. And when he told him, they smacked him in the face. Amen. He wasn't going to compromise. Amen. It wouldn't do you no good to go to the doctor and him tell you something was wrong with you and or something else was wrong with you and he didn't get down to what was really wrong with you. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, when I had that heart problem, amen, he said, you got bad shape. You block up. Amen. I'm glad he didn't tell me that you'll be all right. Take a couple aspirin a day. I done died. Amen. That's right. Brother, God don't want me to water it down with you. Amen. I love you too much not to tell you the truth. Amen. You got to read the Bible if you're going to be blessed. You don't have to read the Bible to go to heaven. You got to be born again to go to heaven. But a born again man wants to eat. Amen. He said his newborn babes desire sincere milk of the word. That you may grow there, my brother. Amen. We neglect the word. We neglect the time with God. A lot of you read the newspaper more than in the Bible. Amen. God help us. Amen. Read books beside the Bible. Love novels. Somebody said, I see all these books on the shelf. You know, they go through these books. They got all these books on the shelf at these thrift stores. They're going to look for Bibles. And I got so many books now, I couldn't read them all. Amen. I still like buying them once in a while. But they got all these books on the shelf, love novels and stuff like that. It's fantasy.
Yeah.
There's no reality to that. I'm not getting on you. I don't read fiction.
Amen.
It ain't real to me.
Amen.
I know a lot of Christian people have fiction books, but I don't care nothing about it. It might bring a truth to somebody, but I'd rather read the Word.
Amen.
Amen. I know when I read, that's the truth all the time.
Amen.
Thank God. This is the only Bible. It's the only book I read. The author present me when I read it, and it's true every bit of it. Amen. I don't have to get that mess. Thank God, ain't nothing in it. That don't mean I don't read some other books sometime. I read the, thank God, other commentaries and things such as that. Read the news. Read a ball score here and there. Amen. But brother, I'm telling you this. Hey, nothing can explain my heart, but what God wrote in this book, and when you neglect it, you're neglecting your very spirit life. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right. There's a spirit in you that says, feed me.
Amen.
Feed me. If I sit down today, I'm a little hungry right now, to tell you the truth. I had a pack of them white donuts this morning, about six of them little ones, and a gut and some water. And I'm a little hungry. You know what? You don't have to tell me when I'm hungry. Nobody has to tell me, say, hey, you hungry? I said, yeah. But the Holy Ghost tells you within. If he's hungry for God, and he is hungry for God all the time, the Holy Spirit is. But you have a little spirit in you. It's a little S. If you read the Bible, the Holy Spirit with a big S. The spirit, the S, little S, is your spirit. That's where God gets in at.
Yeah.
God don't get in on the flesh. The flesh gets in on it and emotion. If God gets in your spirit, he's got to get in your spirit. He's not going to get in your spirit unless there's spirit contact. Unless it's the Holy Spirit contacting your spirit. That's why the Bible does that. Praise God. The authority of the Word gets in there. Amen. When God gives you truth, when God speaks to you, listen, can I tell you this? Listen to what I'm about to tell you. thank God you ought to hear what I got to preach and you ought to read your Bible. Brother, I'm telling you what, don't believe everything I say unless God's saying it. Find out yourself. Amen. I don't want you to be, thank God, a parakeet. Amen. Or one of these birds that repeat everything. I want you to learn something, God, yourself. Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's a sad thing when everybody can say, well, my preacher says it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You ought to know what I say, but you ought to know in your own heart.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. What if a man tells you a lie?
Yeah.
Amen.
Right, God.
Praise God. It's right, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hey, you gonna ever get anything from God? You neglect the Bible. You neglect the Scripture. There ought to be at least some daily reading. That's between you and God and how much. I can get one verse and the Holy Ghost start tearing me up with it. I think about it. I still think about that. I've done nothing declaring you the whole counsel of God. I've been thinking about that all week. And he's talking about, he preached everything. He said, I kept back nothing. You was profitable unto you. And God's man ought to preach like that. Thank God I don't play the same string every time I preach. Amen. Some of you play the same string every time they preach. Now, for Jesus, that's the best string you can ever pluck. Amen. But I tell a lot of people, you know, they couldn't preach without preaching about money. Some of them couldn't ever preach without preaching about, thank God, other things that they come up with. But brother, I'm telling you, get in this word, it's going to balance you out. If you believe it and read it, you can't neglect the Bible and have the blessing of God on you. Amen. The God of heaven wants you to read. He said, give a tennis a reading. Thank God, if you can read, you ought to read. Amen. That's right. Some people say, I don't like reading. It's more than reading to me.
Yeah,
I'm honest with you. I like to taste food, but sometimes if they just had a pill for food, I'd take it. That's right. And a lot of people just want a pill for the gospel. They don't want to read. Do you know people that read have information in them? People that listen to a man of God have information. Brother Robert listens to preaching every night before he goes to sleep. I told the people up there, I was preaching to at the detention center one day. I said, anybody know? And I made a mention of a scripture, and none of them said nothing. I said, do you not read the word? And they just looked at me, and I said, I got a deacon. He'll be 93 this year. And I said, he don't read, but he does read. He reads the Holy Ghost. And listen, if this brother here stood up and started talking about the Bible and the will of God and the Word of God, you know what you'd say? Boy, wonder where he learned that at. He didn't learn at the university. He learned it by hearing. And brother, the Holy Ghost receives what's said if it's God in you. If you neglect the Bible, neglect what God's got for you, you'll not grow in God. You'll not have no energy in God. You'll not have no power in God. And the Holy Ghost can only use, thank God, what's spiritual. And the best thing I can tell you this morning to read is the Scriptures. Amen. Don't neglect them. Amen.
Right.
I wouldn't neglect that. And the Bible said, thy entrance of thy word giveth light. Therefore, thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it.
Yeah.
Servant of God loves the Bible. He loves the Scripture. It don't matter where it's at. Some of you hold come the Bible, they cut it out, took a little penknife, cut that verse out because they didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you one thing this morning, praise God, I like it all, don't you?
Yeah.
It's got to be rightly divided. We can't have an Old Testament. Thank God, we got to have it. This is a New Testament church.
Right.
We don't build it up Old Testament doctrine, even though Old Testament doctrine, thank God, witnesses with New Testament doctrine. We're not under sacrificial system.
Amen.
We under one sacrifice, which is the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, listen, they didn't even have a complete Bible.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Praise God. They had Old Testament wrote in the Scripture of the New Testament. What was the Ethiopian eunuch reading? He was reading a text from Isaiah 53. Thank God, Philip cried up in the chariot with him. And the Bible said, he said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I accept some man guide me? And he got up in the chariot and opened the Scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Same Scripture. If he hadn't known it, he wouldn't have been able to. Amen. He knew who he was. And he'd walk with him. He'd been with him. See, we neglect some things. If you neglect salvation, you'll never escape hell. If you neglect prayer, you'll never be blessed with prayer answers. If you neglect the Scripture, you'll never know what God says. Amen. If you're not a hearer of the Word and a doer of the Word, you're not going to be a blessed man. And you can hear me. I can get up here and I can go down any kind of commandment of God and preach that. Unless that gets in your heart, you're not going to do it. But your heart's got to be open to it. You can't have a closed heart on God. The Bible said a hard heart. If you're hard-hearted, the Bible said don't harden your heart as they did in that day. They hardened their heart against God. They hardened their heart against Jesus. You can harden your heart against the preaching. That's a blessing Wednesday night. It's a good meeting Wednesday night. Thank God for it. But I'm going to say this. This is my desire as a pastor, that we take the Word. We take the Word.
Yes.
If it nails us, then take the Word. I said us. Don't never lock up on somebody preaching to help you and preaching the truth.
Right.
Amen. And brother, I'm telling you this morning. If you'd see what I'm saying, you'd be blessed of God. That when you receive the ingrafted Word, is able to save your soul and build you up in the most holy faith. Amen. The Holy Ghost is going to witness that in your heart. And when a man's preaching in love to help you, speak the truth in love. Not me to just say it to you. I get no benefit out of just saying something just to say it. Any preacher that preaches the gospel should be preaching it to help your heart. To preach it because he loves you, because he won't see God work in you. To see the hand of God move in you. Amen, brother. Thank God I can preach a lot of things. Be my thank God, a hobby horse. But if it ain't, thank God, from my heart to help you, it won't do no good. Amen. Right. And sometimes you'll feel like I'm doing that, but I'm not. I'm not rebuking you just to rebuke you. I'm rebuking you, thank God, to help you. The whole thing about it is, if you neglect the Word, neglect what God says, then you're not going to be blessed of God. Amen. I'm preaching on neglect. I'll say this and I'm through. Don't neglect the house of God. Can I tell you this morning? Listen to me and I'm through. I got two hands.
Yeah.
Okay, say you're a hand. You're something in the body. Amen. Eye, ear, hand, foot. If you're not here, then my right hand ain't here. If you're a hand. I'm not a good wood chopper, but I'd surely hate to chop some wood with that with one hand. I need everybody. God needs everybody to come function together.
Yeah.
There's going to be providentially hindered. We know that providence of God says that Mr. Fowler can't be at the house of God this morning. He's an operating table. Somebody says the family needs to be there with the while he's getting operated on. Thank God they can be there because that's the family. They can't be here. But they're not fishing. You say, you get fishing? No, I've been thinking about doing it. I told my wife yesterday, I'm going to say something to Matt. Maybe we'll go sometime and just see if we can catch a fish. I really have not fished since my grandpa died. That was just something with him. We should go. It just got out of me, but I thought about it. But I'm not against fishing, but I'm against fishing when the house of God's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, you say, preacher, how strong are you on that? Well, I'm as strong as if I can be here. By the grace of God, I will be here. I'm not going to neglect it.
Right.
I want to ask you parents this. If you bought Johnny a bicycle for Christmas and you paid $150 for it, I don't know what the bikes go for now. And you told him to take care of it, and it laid out in the rain every day. And he never took care of it. You know what you'd do? You'd get on him. You'd say, Johnny, that bicycle I paid $150 for is laying out in the rain. You ain't taking care of it. You know why it's laying out in the rain? Because you neglected it. Amen. You could preach anything on this. I'm not trying to find things to preach. I'm just giving you illustration. What you neglect in your life, you let it just be careless to you.
That's right.
Amen. You can take for granted anything in life. You can take the day for granted. You can take the blessings of God for granted. I can take my wife for granted. I can take my children for granted. I can take my grandchildren for granted. I can take this deacon for granted. I can take this brother here for granted. I can take things for granted. And what happens is when I take things for granted and I neglect my thanksgiving and I neglect what God wants me to do as a child of God and I neglect these things, what happens is, amen, my friend, thank God it ends up being so withered away in your life that you don't even catch yourself finding neglect in your life. Now here's the thing, we all got neglect in our lives. We neglect that. He said, how shall they escape? How are they going to get by with this or not? If we neglect so great a salvation, there's no way they're going to get by with neglecting the gospel. You know what Jesus said about Judas? It had been better if that man had never been born. That's what he said. Listen to me. The more life you have, the more responsibilities you got. You know what, son? I'm going to tell you this. You're a blessed boy. Lucas, you're a blessed boy, son. You're a blessed boy. You're a blessed boy. You're blessed. You got light. Well, if you got around, how old are you now? 10? If you got around the majority of 10-year-old boys, and you started talking to them about God, they wouldn't have a clue, the majority of them wouldn't. Don't you neglect it. Don't you neglect it. You neglect it, you'll face more judgment, and I'll face more judgment by neglecting what I know more than somebody that don't know. We've got to humble ourselves. Say, God, help me. I've been neglecting. Let's stand this morning. There's help in